What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I told you, we are already off the rails in 2024. Oh, the slaughter has already started. Like with the man in this article that was published on the 4th of January. Long Island man fatally stabs wife outside of Lindenhurst home. Gentlemen, the hot butter knife of doom claims its first soul in 2024. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Cops say Reishart Morosky. Man, that sounds like a pretty Nordic name, if you will. 44, attacked his wife, Wioletta, outside of their home in Lindenhurst, News 12 reported. A wounded Wioletta Morosky, 38, and her, it should be their, 15-year-old son ran to a neighbor's house for help, according to News 12. The child and the neighbor told a 911 operator what happened. Police responded to the home in Lindenhurst at around 8:30 p.m. Patch reported. Wioletta was transported to Good Samaritan University Hospital in West Islip, where she was pronounced deleted. The suspect attempted to flee the scene, but crashed his vehicle into a building just two blocks from the stabbing, according to News 12. Morosky was also hospitalized and is expected to formally face charges when he is released from medical care. Police have not publicly provided details on what led to the stabbing. Well, we over here in this space know it was something extremely personal. Why? Because when it comes to stabbings, it is something that is done from a personal close range. Yeah. Morosky was the second woman to be stabbed on Long Island this week. On New Year's Eve, a 44-year-old woman was stabbed in the chest at an apartment complex in Riverhead, about 40 miles east of Lindenhurst. Well, 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 gentlemen, short, sweet, to the point. However, like I said before, we are already off the rails. Men in 2024 are already saying, nope, I'm not going to take it. You become the bane of my existence, I'm putting you down. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, or should I say outside of their home, so I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a 20. Psychological impact. There was a teen involved, so I got to give this a 30. And for the brutality factor, We all know when Stabby McShanks-a-Lot makes the scene with the hot butter knife of doom, oh yeah, it's going to be a brutal happening. So I'm going to give that a 25. So Rizehard, Ragnarok, Murawski gets a score of 85. Gentlemen, here we are. Only 1 week into 2024, and we already have the mask going on. Told you, ladies, this is going to be a wild-ass environment moving forward. More and more men are simply going to say, fuck it. However, this is what society has driven men to. Yep. Remember, ladies, you voted for all the programs that allowed you to get what you feel is quote-unquote superiority over men. We all know the book, The Feminist Lie. It was never about equality. No, 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 no. And all of these women who ended up seeing the mask, guess what they are? They are collateral damage of the gender war. People are saying that the gender war is over. However, I might have said that in the past too, but we have to look at what's really going on. Has there been any laws that have been changed? No. Are men allowed to actually voice their concerns without being shamed or ridiculed by society and women? No. Men are still being told to this very day, shut up, take it, and like it. No. Nope, nope, nope. More and more men are saying, you know what? This is going to be my out. This is going to be my avenue. This is going to be my path. When the woman in my life becomes the bane of my life. Hey, this is the new environment. Guess what? Ladies, you better adapt to it. But we know you won't. As long as you have big zaddy government telling you, oh, it's always men's fault, blah, 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 blah. Hey, men have adapted to the new hostile environment. And guess what? They're responding with lethal resolve. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think motivated this man to decide to go stab, 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 stab against his own wife? Leave it in the comment section what you think his motivation might have been. And to you women moving forward in this new environment that you created, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you still think you have is going out. Feminism will be nowhere near when something does happen, when you finally drive that man over his line. That's going to go out right along with it. Trust me, ladies, you do not want to get on a man's bad side in this new environment. However, that warning is going to go unheeded. So yeah, I'm going to have more articles to choose from women who decided to push the man in their life over his line. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own damn hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.